This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Concussions are one of the most complex injuries in sports medicine today. In the past few years, there's been an explosion of research focusing on how often concussions take place, how to measure them, and how to prevent them. So, what have we learned? 3.8 million. That's the estimation of how many sport and recreation-related concussions occur every year. Something so common, yet still so controversial.
Concussion research has been incredibly polarizing and misunderstood, really in the last 10 years in particular, even despite the buckets of research that have been coming out since that time.
Dr. Stephen Broglio is director of the Neurotrauma Research Lab at the University of Michigan. He helped pull together the latest research on concussions for a special issue of the Journal of Athletic Training, published by the National Athletic Trainers Association based in Dallas. And what stood out? Well, for one thing, it still makes sense for coaches to follow the rhyme, when in doubt, sit them out.
There's very clear evidence that individuals that continue playing while they have an injury, they risk worsening that injury and delaying the recovery process as a whole, particularly at the high school level, that they're at risk for an injury called second impact syndrome, where the brain swells uncontrollably inside of the cranium and can be catastrophic. So removing that athlete and making sure they get proper medical care is one of our topmost concerns.
In 2010, former Governor Rick Perry signed the state's Youth Sports Concussion Safety Law, which required students to be removed from practice or competition if a coach, a healthcare professional, or parent suspects a concussion. Part of the challenge, though, is recognizing a head injury in the first place. Broglio researched dozens of products on the market that claim to measure head impacts, mouth guards, headbands, and
a large majority of the sensors that are available in the marketplace, they have absolutely no testing or no validation behind them. They've just been thrown out there. And so to say that they can accurately measure anything would just be a misstatement.
The latest research in the Journal of Athletic Training also highlighted concussion differences between boys and girls. Despite the blitz of headlines about boys and football, girls have a rate of sport-related concussion that is 56% higher. The girls' sport with the highest concussion rate was soccer. Broglio says recovery time for girls is also longer.
We're not entirely sure why that is. We think there may be some biological differences between men and women, boys and girls, in the recovery process. And then we also think there might be some social factors that are playing into it. From the girls' perspective, they tend to be more honest in their reporting about symptoms and other conditions. And they also tend to be more concerned about their long-term health than boys.
The most common reasons for not reporting a concussion were not wanting to lose playing time, not thinking the injury was serious enough, and not wanting to let the team down. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.